Cast the ballot. Senate Bill 2 passed as amended by the House. 22 yeas, 12 nays. Enroll it.
The bill was already passed by the Senate, but it picked up an amendment in the House, so today's vote was to adopt the amendment. Opponents of the bill say it's an unnecessary barrier to voting for poor and older voters. Speaking passionately on the Senate floor against the bill, Senator Joyce Elliott, a Democrat from Little Rock, likened the voter ID requirement to undue hardships imposed on black voters to keep them from voting.
I never dreamed that I would have to face the same kind of things. It might not mean that to you. It obviously does not. But I'm telling you, unless we are fixing a problem today that you can demonstrate exists, there is no compelling reason to do this.
The bill's sponsor, Republican Senator Brian King of Green Forest, says requiring voters to show ID will only strengthen the democratic process.
We address those concerns, and I can see where they're coming from on their concerns. But the reality is, as we've looked at other states, that voter turnout has went up where they passed this. So the voter suppression thing, we've debated that and been through that. The part about the poll tax, we've made it where they just have to go to the county clerk's office and they get an ID to be able to vote. I mean, we've made this pretty simple.
The next stop for the bill is Governor Mike Beebe's desk. He hasn't said whether he'll sign it, but he says he's asked the Attorney General about the constitutionality of the law. Nathan Vandiver, KUAR News.